Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Jeremy Scott. New developments in the Hezbollah-Israel conflict might mean an end to the violence. Later, different narratives on the church in China. What's true? It's coming up. First, on Monday, the Lebanese Ministry of Public Health said more than 3,000 people have been killed in the past 13 months of the Israel-Hezbollah conflict. On Tuesday and Wednesday, Israeli airstrikes in eastern and central Lebanon killed at least 70 more. Hezbollah says it will consider a ceasefire if Israeli attacks stop. It's complicated. Camille Melki with Heart for Lebanon.
Unfortunately, it's always the innocent civilians who pay the price of these conflicts.
1.2 million of the nation's 5.8 million people are estimated to be displaced. Heart for Lebanon's team is distributing clothing, blankets, and other aid to families.
Our goal is not to play politics. Our role is to show the love of Jesus Christ in meaningful and tangible ways, looking at the opportunity that God gives us to strike what I call these Jesus conversations with people who are seeking answers to their well-thought questions. Where is God in all of that? Does God care for our miseries? Is God watching and not caring?
Many of those asking don't know the God of the Bible. Pray for more of the Middle East to find peace with God through Christ and then peace with one another. Then, yesterday we connected with Life International for a pro-life ministry response to the United States election, and specifically, the state-level abortion measures that passed or failed. Today, we're asking, what does the future of the pro-life movement in the American church look like? President of Life International, Kurt Dillinger, says, first, the calling for Christians hasn't changed.
As pro-life individuals, our primary calling is to be like Jesus to our culture. That's the most pro-life thing that we could possibly do.
Yet looking at this latest election, 3 states rejected expanded abortion measures and 7 states approved them. It's a reminder there is still much work to do in American culture to promote and value life, both for the preborn and the people in our communities.
We are to be people who value human life in our own homes, with our families, with our own children first. That's our primary mission field. And then from there to those who live near us, right, our neighbors. How do we treat people? How do we care for people right next door to us? How do we interact with the people we work with, our coworkers, and our communities? The direction that we take in supporting the value of every human life, how we live that out, how we behave as God's people in this country, as the church, has a huge impact on the rest of the world.
Pray for America to repent and value God's purpose for every human life. And finally, have you heard mixed reports on the status of the church in China? You might actually be hearing the difference between the registered and unregistered church. Eric Berkland of China Partner is familiar with the registered side of China's Christian presence.
They have what they call a relative freedom. They don't have all the freedoms that we enjoy. But many of the pastors in the registered church pastors tell us and remind us, hey, we're thankful for what God has given us. It's not like it used to be under Mao Zedong, for instance.
While they have relative freedom, registered congregations focus on spiritual growth rather than political activism.
The majority of the pastors don't get into politics. They just share the Lord, they share the gospel, they minister to their congregations, and usually those are the churches that operate quite normally and quite freely in China.
The focus of any branch of the church is always Jesus, and that's true in China too.
When you meet with these brothers and sisters in China, that they just really focus, number one, on scripture. They preach the word, they memorize it, they pray it, and then they just love Jesus.
Learn more about the registered church with the full story on our website. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slavic Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which we hope will encourage your prayer life. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.